Well, we are officially into winter time now, and it is time for the winter courses for the Taconic Learning Center. And once again, as we are, whenever the courses change and come up, we bring in Tom Grunewald and Larry Rand, and they are both with us again today. Happy New Year, and thanks for joining us, Tom and Larry.
And Happy New Year to you, Marshall, and to everybody who's listening.
Yes, and it's a pleasure to be with you once again, and we wish you all a very Happy New Year.
Well, once again, if people, while we're talking, want any more information, TaconicLearningCenter.org, TaconicLearningCenter.org, and all the information is there. But once again, it is time to head into some more classes. And where are the classes held now this winter? Is everything pretty much the same and static as it has been?
Well, no. Actually, this winter we are getting back into, not all the courses, but a number of them, in-person classes. We have 4 in-person classes at Noble Horizons and 2 on Zoom.
All right, so it's heading in that direction. That's more and more as time goes by. All right, so, well, the winter courses for 2023. I guess, Larry, we'll start with you, and where would you like to start off?
Well, we'll start off with Monday, 10 a.m. to noon at Noble Horizons. Tom Key is continuing a theme that he's been using for quite a number of winters, and it's all about how men plan certain things and strategies, and they don't really work. And the title of his course is Men Plan, The God's Laugh, Part 2. And he is examining a number of historic war situations which didn't turn out the way their planners thought they would. For example, General Lee's 2 invasions of the North, Admiral Yamamoto's campaign to take Wake Island, and others. The Allied invasion of Sicily is another one. So Tom has 6 sessions from January 16th to February 20th.
You know, it's funny. Out of what you just talked about, I'm extremely aware of Yamamoto's campaign because he truly was a genius. He truly was really what made Japan the power they were. But it'd be fine to go in. It would be fun right now to look at General Lee's invasion of the North, which ended with the Battle of Gettysburg, which was, of course, a horrible, horrible bloody battle. But that sounds like a very interesting session.
Definitely. And Tom is an extraordinarily good teacher, and everybody who's taken this course has loved it in the past.
All right, we'll move on to, and this time, let's bring in Tom.
Introduce us to Lynn Mattoon, who did her first class for Taconic Learning Center, and she came back for more. And the title of her class, which is at Noble Horizon on Monday, 1 to 3 p.m. So there's a lunch break between Tom Key's class and Lynn's class at Noble Horizon. She calls that her class, 6 sessions starting January 16th, the perennial questions. Why are we here? Who am I? What is true? Human beings have posed these questions as long as they've been able to think. In this 6-week class, we'll take a look at a few of the most enduring approaches to these questions. We will consider ideas about the purpose of human life, the means and ends of self-knowledge, and the challenge of discerning what is really true. Should give us a lot to think about. Thank you, Lynn.
Well, you know, what's interesting about that, people might say, well, what do you mean, what is true? We all know what is true. Nowadays, what we're finding out is there's a lot more scientists that agree that there are different dimensions. So what is true and what is not true actually is a very interesting question to ask on a lot of different levels. So this should be an interesting presentation, the perennial questions. And after that, Larry, we'll go back to you.
Okay, on Tuesday afternoon from 1 o'clock to 3 p.m., Bob Rumsey is giving a course on Alexis de Tocqueville. De Tocqueville came to the United States in 1831 and made observations and wrote about them, about democracy as it was developing in the new country. And his observations are incredibly prescient and are extremely relevant today. So this course will be extremely interested to those who are particularly interested in the modern world and not the least our distracted society, the easy inheritor of the raw republic in whose image de Tocqueville saw the future.
Democracy, you know, you sit here and you look at it, and I wonder if in this session, you know, people talk about the Constitution and how it's a living document, and you have other people that say, no, the Constitution should be followed as it was when it was written back in those times. And democracy can go right in that question. Is democracy what it was first written about, or is democracy one of those living ideas that evolves and changes as it goes on?
That is the question, actually, that has been debated back and forth by members of the Supreme Court, and it is a extraordinarily important point. I won't get into opinion here, but just suffice it to say that that is a critical issue for our future.
Exactly. All right, we'll move on here. Experimental cinema.
A new instructor to Taconic Learning Center, whose name is, help me out.
Varujan Frunzian.
Okay, you've met him, I haven't. the class is, you did not tell us, Larry, that the de Tocqueville class is on Zoom.
Excuse me, that is correct, yes.
And it's a Zoom class. And so now we're getting back to Noble Horizons. Wednesday, 1 to 3, from January 18th to February 22nd, experimental cinema, a six-session course on the history and the development of experimental cinema. There'll be a presentation of early cinema from France, Soviet Union, England, and the United States, early films by the Lumiere brothers to Andy Warhol, and how through the ages cinema has evolved from a vehicle to tell a story or document to document everyday life to a tool expressing an individual artist's personal vision. The sessions will be coordinated with projections of stills from movies, and at the end of each session, there will be a screening of a film and an open discussion by the participants. Now, special note here, Donald Sosin, who many of us know, a musician, has composed musical scores for many experimental films. He will be appearing at the Wednesday, January 18th session for the experimental cinema. Donald is one of the world's most foremost silent film composers, performing his keyboard and instrumental scores all over the world. Donald and his wife, Joanna Seaton, are the only people in the world who have created a repertoire of new songs for silent films. They teach workshops in silent film music and have created scores for over 60 DVD Blu-ray releases on the Criterion, Kino, Milestone, Flickr Alley, and other labels. Donald is a local boy and has been around for a long time. There's a very detailed filmography of Donald and Joanna's work on the website for Taconic Learning Center. So January 18th is going to be a pretty exciting time.
All right. What unsung heroes of World War II?
Well, I found this film course on great courses, and it particularly interested me because, not only because of the subject, but also because the presenter is Lynn Olson. She is a professor at I think the University of Arizona, but also an extraordinary author. One of the books that she wrote, The Citizens of London, is one of the best books I have ever read, and she does a tremendous job explaining people who were critical to the Allied victory in World War II, people that we hear little about or maybe nothing about. And to her comments, I am going to add several classes in which I'm introducing unsung heroes of World War II. Lynn Olson will be talking about all sorts of different people, among them the Polish pilots who flew for the RAF, and various other people. I will be introducing a class on an exceptional man known as Agent Garbo, who was a double spy. He received the Iron Cross from Germany because Germany thought that he was giving them information on the English. In fact, he was giving them a lot of fluff, and convincing them that it was real. But he took all their information back to London and supplied the English with critical information. It was Agent Garbo who convinced the Germans that D-Day invasion would not happen at beaches in Normandy. And the other group that I want to talk about is the auxiliary force, the Air Force auxiliary women, actually, who flew planes in World War II from place of production to the air bases. These were extraordinary women, and among them was the aunt of my wife.
Wow.
She flew Spitfires, Hurricanes, Lancaster bombers, and every type of item. And anyway, I have a documentary film on this group together with my wife, who will be talking about her aunt. This should be a very exciting course, and it will be starting on January the 19th at Noble Horizons.
You know, of course, we couldn't spare pilots to bring the planes from where they were built to the airports. That's an amazing story. That's going to be an amazing story to hear.
It will be fun, yes.
All right, let's move on to amazing. Let's talk about Shakespeare.
Right. Bob Ramsey is again doing a Shakespeare play reading, and it's on Zoom on Friday, 1 to 3 p.m. starting January 20th. This year, he has selected Twelfth Night and A Midsummer Night's Dream, both of them festive comedies, because, well, Twelfth Night, which is January 6th, and it has nothing, the play itself has nothing to do with actual Twelfth Night, but it is an entertaining comedy, one of the most sophisticated and funniest comedies that Shakespeare wrote. I've directed it four times, and I love it, and I'm ready to do it again. The other one, Midsummer Night's Dream. Midsummer Night, we all know, is what the changing of the seasons, and it's a scary night. The summer solstice, the longest day of the year, and lots of stuff happens, and a lot of stuff happens in Midsummer Night's Dream. I mean, Titania falls in love with an ass, so that's pretty funny and enjoyable, really enjoyable.
Yeah.
If he has time, Bob will take on Troilus and Cressida, which is one of the most difficult plays in the Shakespeare canon. It has some comedy, but it's also pretty tragic. And it's hard to place it. And it's not done all that often because it's difficult. It's not easy comedy, or it's not a straightforward tragedy. It's fun to explore these difficult plays, as well as the easy, charming ones like Twelfth Night and Midsummer Night's Dream. I guess that's it, isn't it, in terms of our rundown?
Yeah. What's interesting, well, by the way, we're listening to Tom Grunewald and Larry Rand. I was thinking this the other day. I see these different ads now from, whether it's acting, whether it's cooking, or whether it's all these classes that are being offered for big expensive dollars, where you don't get credit for them, but it's to enhance your life. It's to enhance whatever you do. And I was thinking to myself, okay, it's 2022, 2023, all these classes are here for me. And then I went back and I looked, and I saw that the Taconic Learning Center, really in its form it is kind of now, was founded in 1989, but actually, even before that, there were courses that were offered via satellite at the Lakeville United Methodist Church back to 1985. Your model of what you do to keep people's minds active and to expand their horizons and is a model that was way ahead of its time.
Well, I would agree with that, and it's been stimulating, to put it mildly, to work with Taconic Learning Center and to work to enjoy the students that we have, all of them so eager to learn and so contributive, to that. I don't know if that's a word, but they contribute tremendously to the classes.
And it's fortunate for those of us who do the classes that we have a real assignment to keep us very busy and look and do kind of research that most of us haven't done since college days. And it's very stimulating for each of us as instructors.
It's like a gymnasium for the mind, and it was way ahead of its time because now you have all these classes that are out there, and basically They're just more modern versions of what the Taconic Learning Center has been doing for years.
Yes, I would agree with that. And as I say, it's been one of the most delightful things that I have done. I taught for 40 years at Kent School, and this has been so stimulating, teaching at a Taconic Learning Center.
Well, once again, if people want more information, taconiclearningcenter.org. And you can get information there. You can click on that. You can click on the courses. It shows you the courses. You can see the instructors. You get all the information there. Guys, it's always great to greet you guys when the change of the season comes and we find out more of what you're doing at the Taconic Learning Center. Have a great winter there and keep up the great work.
Thanks so much, Marshall, and best of luck.
Marshall, we did not tell people that we would love for them to sign up for Taconic Learning Center and do a, $60 donation tax deductible to participate because we have expenses. And that's all made clear on the website.
Absolutely. All right, guys, keep up the great work, and we'll speak to you next set of courses.
Thanks very much, Marshall.
Spring will come. Okay.